and gentlemen, Itmar. He's overworked that mighty brain, and people shout, he's at it again. Jams were that his order that man never
gave. Oh, look at this note Mr. Handley scribbled on the blotting pad. Gone to Liverpool. Don't let wet Nelly starve. Oh, he's getting more and more irresponsible.
Oh, good morning, miss.
Good morning. What can I do for you?
Oh, you'll do for me, all right. When do I start?
Start? Start what?
Office boy. You should see what I put in inkwells.
Who sent you here?
It's a Tommy Handley.
This is one of his jokes, no doubt, and a very doubtful one.
I know some doubtful jokes. He was a honeymoon couple.
That'll be quite enough of that. Please go. Good heavens, he's at it again. Mr. Handley, where's your shirt?
It's still on Stanley Matthews. Hello, folks. And hello, Hotch. I've just had a telegram from an MP and a PC.
A member of Parliament and a policeman?
Yes, Platts, Mills and Bobby. Who's your boyfriend with the nicotine-stained whiskers?
Mr. Handley, why did you send this old man here?
Him? Why, he's very important. Do you know he can remember the time when Britons didn't laugh at the words of Rule Britannia? Can't you send that?
Well, I may be 84, but I've still got a lot of fun left in me.
He's a wicked old boy. You know, he puts a school cap on and stands in Euston Station collecting telephone numbers. Who did you get today, Sinbad?
Margaret Lockwood.
Margaret Lockwood? Well, here's Tuppence. Go and talk to her.
I never speak to them.
What do you do?
Just dial the numbers and run away. Goodbye.
Gracious me. Hutch, I'm sure he's the one who chased my old granny round the gasworks. He's an extraordinary fellow.
Mr. Handley, all this nonsense must stop. You're getting yourself talked about. Please, please take a holiday.
What, in April? Why, the donkeys won't be on the sands yet.
Then you must see a doctor. You must be psychoanalyzed. There's something worrying you.
It's you, Hutch.
Me, Thomas?
Yes, it's something I've wanted to know for a very long time.
Yes, Thomas?
In fact, all my Scottish friends want to know.
Want to know what?
Whether you wear a kilt under your rompers. Will you tell me?
Don't! Oh.
Poor old Hutch. You know, she's the one who ought to be psychoanalyzed. Do you know that she was nearly arrested the other day for going out in the street dressed as a woman? Well, I'll go and see if there's a dotty film on anywhere. Ah, what a wonderful day for peeling my Adam's apple. Oh. There's a queue outside the cinema. Oh, pardon me, Commissioner. Could you shove me in somewhere?
What, me? In my state of health?
Oh, it's you, Atlas, is it? Well, how's the tongue today?
Terrible. It's all this standing out in front and telling the people what's going on inside.
Well, from here, it sounds like hell's a-popping. What have you been eating?
I don't know. I went to see the doctor last night and he told me to laugh it off.
Well, you couldn't have laughed much. Still there. What radio show did you listen to? Anyway, what else did he say?
He said it needs humouring.
Well, it's always dangling on your lap. Why don't you tell it some funny stories? What about some exercise?
Well, I'm thinking of taking up cricket.
Cricket? You'll be out first ball every time if you do. LBBBW.
What's that?
Large bread basket before wicket. Now, goodbye.
Oh, dear.
You know, he's got, He's got so fat now he has to have two baths. One for the water, one for himself. Hello, that old chap's just throwing away a beautiful pocket knife. Excuse me, sir, why have you done that?
It's quite useless, sir. The corkscrew's broken.
Oh, hello, Colonel. Did you go to the cup final?
Nearly, sir.
How do you mean, nearly?
Well, sir, I was at the station in good time and got a comfortable seat facing the beer engine. But fortunately, I got jammed in the buffet and missed the train.
So it was you who caused the great drought in London on Saturday night, eh? By the way, I heard you had a sing-song afterwards. Did Willie oblige with one of his teetotal ballads?
Yes, I did.
He certainly did, sir. And I buried my face in confusion.
Confusion? That's a funny name for a barmaid. what did he sing this time?
I refuse to repeat it. It brings me out in a cold sweat to think of it, sir.
Oh, come on, let's hear it, Willie. We can plug the Colonel's ears with a couple of salted almonds. Come on, Willie, let's hear it.
Hump and I live alone in the little back room we call our own. He likes gin, but I do not. I'd rather have the old teapot. Little brown pot, oh, I love thee. Cha-cha-cha, tea-tea-tea. Oh, for a cup of rosy.
Well... You know, Willie, when you sing, your face lights up like an American necktie. What do you think of the lyric, Colonel?
It's disgusting, it's revolting. In fact, sir, it's the thin end of the pledge.
Oh, no. By the way, Colonel, what were you doing gazing up at the sky last night?
It's Willie, sir. He's just become a keen astronomer.
Oh?
He keeps looking at the Milky Way and smacking his lips.
Right, Henley. I was also endeavoring to interest Humphrey in the plow.
The plow? Oh, he never goes into the plow now. Not since you put a stuffed owl on his head and said he was Ray Jenkins. Well, have you got a telescope for this stargazing?
No, sir, but Willie kept saying if we had the glass, we could see a lot of things.
He's right, you know.
I disagree, sir. Last night I had several glasses, and by the end of the evening, I could see nothing. Good day, sir.
Good day.
Good day, boys. The last time the Colonel looked through a telescope was in World War I. He was looking across the channel from Calais to see if the pubs were open in Dover. Oh, hello. Who's this fellow?
Oh, excuse me, sir. Do you know anyone who'd like to buy a pair of football boots?
Why, don't you want them anymore?
No, I've played my last game.
Oh, retiring, eh?
Yes, I've had enough.
Well, I hope you finished in the blaze of glory.
Well, I got the only goal of the match.
Oh, congratulations. Well, I bet the captain was pleased.
Yeah, he rushed up to me at once.
And shook you by the hand?
No, not exactly. You see, I kicked the ball through my own goal!
Well, I wonder if he'll ever play again. Yes, he's just caught a bus to Chelsea. Hello. There's Ray Jenkins taking his cello case into a fruit shop. What's the idea, Ray?
I always take it into the fruit shops.
Why? Do you want to fill the shop with music?
No, I want to fill the case with bananas!
Ray, don't shout like that. For one moment, my heart stood still.
Now, there's a coincidence.
What is, ignorances, Jenkins?
Bob Sharples has arranged that very tune.
He hasn't, Merkins. Well, get on with it and stop giving auditions. My heart stood still.
Thank you.
Well, I think I'll go back to the office and start work again. I must convince Hutch that I'm all right. Now, why do people leave the window open when they practice? I wonder who it is. I'll look through the window.
Oh, it's that funny man again. Hello.
Oh, it's little Sophie Tuckshop. Well, can I come in?
Yes, do.
Oh, I like your piano with a peppermint rock in the candlesticks. What are you trying to play?
Well, the Merry Peasant, but it's a bit sticky.
But I thought by the look of the keys it was where my caramel has rested. What are those toffees doing on the black notes?
Well, you see, they don't show on them.
Oh, I...
Would you like to have one while I play Narcissus?
A toffee? Oh, thank you.
Oh, dear. Isn't it a hard piece?
It certainly is. I've just broken a tooth on it. Let's try something else. What was that?
That's my baby brother. He's got the hiccups, haven't you, George?
Georgie, you've got something there. Have a double dill water and get rid of it.
I'll lift him up and sit him on top of the piano. He likes that. There. Comfortable, George? Now what's the matter?
Well, he's sitting on a set of false teeth.
Oh, I forgot. They're Daddy's. He always leaves them there when he goes to his old comrades' dinner.
Oh, in case he gets into a fight, eh? Oh, well, I'll pull the teeth away. Well, they have got a grip on him. Ah, they've come away and so has everything else. Oh, I see. Well, crawl behind the photograph. Not that way, backwards. That's better. Now, shall we play a duet together?
Yes, let's. Which way shall we sit?
Well, I'll sit Georgie then and have the wind behind me. Now, are you ready? What's wrong with this piano?
Oh, look what Georgie has done.
Hey? Oh, I see. He's dropped a sponge cake inside. Clumsy Georgie.
Oh, here comes my music mistress. She will be furious. Come on, Georgie, we must run. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well. Here I am, all alone with a Joanna full of crumbs.
Paul, lunatic!
Harmonium!
He's at it again! Please!
My dear, I must get out of this house and see a doctor right away. Now, who shall I go to? Ah, Dr. Gordon Crippen. Now, he sounds a nice man. I'll try him.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Is the doctor in? Say no.
Well, I'm afraid he is.
Oh, what a shame. Well, may I come in and wait until he goes out?
There doesn't seem much the matter with you.
No, there isn't really. There's just a sort of kind of general impression that I'm at it again.
I think you'd better sit down quietly in here. Right. Here we are. Oh. Now be a good boy and read something.
Oh, all right. Ah, a copy of Chums, May 1902. Well, now, I'll be able to finish that serial. Ah, here we are. The Adventures of Lazy Arm Mike, the BBC detective. Boom, boom. Another prisoner has escaped by permission of Morris Winnick. When suddenly...
Come this way, please. Your neck.
Oh, bother. Just as it was getting exciting.
The doctor will see you in here.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Doctor. Now, for some time past, I've been at it again.
Yes, yes, I see. You look well preserved and reasonably well nourished. One ear lower than the other.
Oh, I know a rhyme about that.
Dentist on the vegetarian.
That's right. I had a hand-stitched pork pie for dinner. Now,
any tendency to Vanductus oatmealia?
Well, I must admit that when I sneeze, my boots fill with porridge. Apart from that...
Yes, great. Well, look, head this made up. One guinea, next piece.
I wish I knew what all this was about. Oh, well, I'll go into the chemist and get my prescription made up. There's one over there. What charming old ladies behind the counter. Good morning. Would you make up this prescription, please?
Of course we will, won't we, dear?
Yes, what a nice young man. Do sit down while we prepare it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, first we take a bottle of elderberry wine.
That strikes a chord. Is this going to cure me?
Yes. This will be the last bottle of medicine you'll ever take.
What? What's the name of this shop? Lummy, Arsenic, Golden Lace, Rash Chemist. Fuck, Jingo, that was touch and go, as the monkey said when the actor borrowed a bob from him. No more doctors for me.
You're looking a bit worried about the gills.
Oh, why, I met you in the barber's last week. But I don't know your name. What is it?
Crocus.
Not Ryder Crocus.
The same.
Ryder Crocus. Well, where is my Banbury cross?
you ought to go and see my man. Have you right in no time.
Oh, what's he like?
Oh, an assassin. Puts you on the slab. Thumps you, pummels you, well, I kills you.
Oh, have you had a bash lately?
I went to Warwick. Here I went in a wreck and came out and, well, look at me now. Fiddles and fiddle.
Well, it's the first time I've ever seen a fiddle in a bath chair. My bath. Fit as a fiddle, my foot. His G-string's covered with bruises. Well, now I must go back to the office. And, I know what I ought to do. I ought to suggest him. I'm at it again. Oh. Here we are, home at last.
They're just a memory among my souvenirs.
I know that turned-down coloratura. Of course it's Mona. What are you doing here now?
Still at the BBC, sir. In the canteen now.
Oh, so you're climbing the ladder to success.
No, sir. I go down the steps to the basement. Oh,
well, what's the canteen like these days?
It's all right, sir, if you're not fussy. Oh. First morning, I was very worried by a horrible hissing noise.
Oh, well, perhaps it was Belle Crystal stabbing a sausage with a nail file.
No, sir. It was Raymond Glendenning drinking his vegetable soup.
Oh, dear. I've often seen that moustache of his full of diced carrots. Well, I suppose you can tell their characters by the way they eat their soup.
Oh, I don't know, sir. I like Charlie Coon's best. He does his soup loud and soft by turns.
Dear, dear. Well, I bet you meet all the celebrities down there.
Yes, sir. The other night, a man come in and asked for cold meat. I said, you like pickles? And he said, I have to. My name's Barney.
Well, tell me, Mona, what was your most embarrassing experience? You know what I mean. Like being caught going home with a corned beef patty down your blouse. You know what I mean.
Well, sir, one day I was carrying a tray full of stuff when I slipped on a pat of marge. One of them little cork mats flew off and landed on Frank Phillips's roast beef. And being absent-minded, he ate it.
Well, that must have upset him.
Oh, no, sir. He went straight to the counter and said, I'd like another piece of that Yorkshire pudding.
That's just like Frank. So I remember seeing him during the war, reading a slice of liver sausage and eating the 9 o'clock news. Will you call them all by their Christian names?
No, I call them all by what they eat.
Well, how do you mean?
Also, I call Gwen, Catley, Peach, Melba, Revnell and West, Bubble and Squeak, and Mr. Fred Yule, Stuart Dumplings twice.
Oh, and what am I known as?
Am all the week and trap on Thursday.
Thank you, Mona, and they agree with you, too, isn't it?
Don't mention it, sir. It's Being so table-dotty as keeps me a la carte.
Well, I didn't know you could speak French.
Ah, we had all kinds of language in the canteen. Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, Mara. I bet she does hear some language. I once heard Stuart Hibbert going off the deep end and all the black puddings went white. I'm sick of doctors. I'll lock the door. No, on second thought, so what? Ah, the Judy. Where are you yodeling to, my pretty maid?
Oh, that's a little Swiss song. Shall I sing it for you?
I knew it. As soon as I settle down to paint my window box green, in comes the landlord's daughter and makes a song about it. All right, we'll carry on.
When a fella meets a girl in Switzerland, there's a certain thing he's got to do. He can never, never take her by the hand till he learns to tooly-ooly-doo. When a Swiss boy goes calling on a Swiss miss in June, tooly-ooly-dooly-oo, he sings this pretty tune, and he charms her like magic when he yodels this tune. Tooly-ooly-dooly-oo, beneath the alpine moon, the echo goes higher and higher. Both on fire when you get lonely. Now you know what to do. Dooley, 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 do, and make your dreams come true.
If only I knew what they meant. Tooly, ooly, ooly.
Dooley.
Oh, Dooley. Oh, well, that makes all the difference.
Oh, Mr. Handley, I've been so worried about you. There's such a nice man here to see you.
Not a doctor.
Not exactly.
You mean he hasn't enough brass to put his plate up? Well, what does he want?
He'll tell you. Come in, Mr. Psycho. This is Mr. Handley.
Goodness gracious.
Goodwood races.
There you are. He's at it again. I'll leave you two to have a nice, cozy chat.
I'll get him asleep in no time. Now, sir, just lie on this couch and relax.
I don't want to relax.
But you must. You must go to sleep.
Well, I don't want to go to sleep. I haven't had my bread and milk yet.
Have you got a large mallet, by any chance?
A mallet? Oh, of course. I always keep one in the office for knocking my shoes off.
May I have it?
Certainly. What do you want it for?
I've got to get you to sleep somehow.
So take that! Where am I?
Tom Topia.
Hey! Oh, this is grand. Are all the girls like you here?
Even more so, if possible.
Really? What time's dinner? By the way, would you like to show me around the old place again?
I can't.
My mother says I must speak a French man.
I wonder if I am awake. I'll sit on this cactus and see. Oh, I'm awake, all right. Hello, there's the Jungle Arms. Now, I wonder who's got it now. What's it say? Under the personal supervision of Humphrey Chinstrap, licensed to sell lemonade. Now, I know I'm dreaming. I must look into this. Oh, hello, Colonel. You licensed to sell lemonade?
Yes, sir, and I'm drinking it.
Drinking it?
Yes, but I'm not worried. It's your dream, not mine.
And look, a statue of Hotch, inscribed to commemorate the departure of Mr. Handley. Hotch in stone, eh? What a chance. Now I can do something I've always wanted to do. Where's my matches?
Mr. Handley, take your foot off my plinth.
Foiled again. Now I'll have to use my own trousers to strike them on. What a terrible nightmare this is. There he is, dear old Bigger Banger. Well, now I can talk some real sense. Hiya, Bigger. Well, you've grown a foot wider since I saw you last. Have you married any more wives?
What, me? In my state of health?
Yes. He's gone. Disappeared like a food parcel on the way over. Never seen anything like this. Now. Bigger's wives bathing in the lagoon. And what's more, they're only wearing...
Now, no peeping. Put those binoculars away. Don't dilly-dally.
Oh, thanks, Charlie.
Come, you're not the governor now. You're only dreaming. You've had it, chum.
Well, this is the last straw. I really will have to have some psychotherapy.
What's psychotherapy?
Hey?
I said, what's psychotherapy?
Dear old Frisbee Dyke, pal of my cherry wag days. Thank heavens you've come. Do you know I'm going through a state of phantasmagoria?
Hey, just a minute. One word at a time, please. What's psychotherapy?
What? You mean to stand there with a face like two eggs in a handkerchief? And say you don't know what psychotherapy is?
I've never heard of it.
Well, I'll kiss Ma Edgerton. It's a kind of a... Well, how did you get here, anyway?
Oh, come by tram from Birkenhead.
You came on a tram all the way to Tomtopia?
Tomtopia? Oh, I thought the conductor said Todd Morden.
Listen, Frizz, you've got this all wrong. You're just a part of my dream.
Oh, I see. I'm a kind of a phantasmagoria.
Oh, so you do know what a phantasmagoria means?
No, I don't. I've never heard of it. Yeah, well.
Well, fancy that. Hello, what's that? Blimey, a monkey in a tree eating coconuts. Hi, monk. Are those coconuts fresh? Plenty of milk in them? Well, throw me one down. Oh!
Wake up, Mr. Handley. Are you all right?
Of course he is. He's completely cured. He's himself again, aren't you, Mr. Handley?
Mr. Handley, what are you doing climbing up on the gas bracket? Mr. Handley, stop scratching yourself and give me that coconut.
Tony Handley and his pal, with Jack Strain, Diana Morrison, Hugh Morton, Fred Yule, Derek Guiler, John Barbin, and Hattie Chase. The singer was Lynn Joyce, the Augmented Variety Orchestra led by Arthur Dearden, conducted by Ray Jenkins, script by Ted Kavanagh, produced by Francis Worsley.